Editor Dein Jude Aschesteiner.
Stop. So, before we talk about what I want to talk about, just want to be Ma'ira Olam with drinks generally, especially with especially with Tropicana, but even with others as well, you can sometimes get grape juice without realizing it. So it's always, one can't be more careful, because even after knowing about it, one suddenly gets nasty surprises, and suddenly one can have a complicated tropical drink, and suddenly one can see that there's grape juice in there. But that's not what we want to talk about. We're actually we're a week ahead, because really what I want to talk about is Makas Kinim, called the scale worm, which is one of the worms that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave this world. And it actually comes from the earth. And I just want to go back a little in history. This is already something which was Niskala many years ago, that on citrus fruits there is something which is called a scale worm. You can see it a lot in Eretz Yisrael. You see it. Really, it's very interesting how it works, because you've got oranges and lemons and limes from not such good quality countries where there's quite a lot of it, and then even from good quality countries where, because of the various weather conditions, there are certain worms, and I will explain to you a little bit how it goes. So really, when you're looking at an orange, so if you've got a nice clean orange or a clean tangerine or whatever it is, you won't have a problem at all, and you can peel your orange, etc. However, many of them, you can see there's like little waxy worms which are stuck they actually look like black or brown dots. When you put your finger over the skin, you can see it's like a bump, like a waxy bump. And there are many, there are about 10 or 15 scale worms, at least, that we know of. But the most common one is the soft scale and a hard scale, one known as a brown scale and one known as a black scale. And what happens is, when you're looking at your fruit, at your orange, you suddenly see that there's this waxy covering on it. If you were to flick off that scale, and sometimes it's quite strenuous, you have to do it, you can only do it by pushing with your fingernail and getting it up. And underneath that scale, you can see a ganze family. There's a whole mishpacha going on there. You've got a worm, and it's got a little sack with little eggs, which these worms then become later on worms. And how it works is as follows, because in Shulchan Aruch it says, and almost the Ramah and the Machaba both agree, that if you've got a worm in a bean, where the worm was created inside the bean, and it's never moved, and that's been its place, so therefore, the Ikar Adin, and even a lot lahalocha, there'll be no problem. So the classic example that comes to mind, you've got chickpea, and you look at the chickpea, and you see it's got a darker shade, and underneath you've got the worm. Rashba speaks about it already. You've got the worm sitting there, you've got the worm sitting inside there, and it's never moved in its life, so then it's not yet called Asheretz Hashoyretz Alaoretz. Once it starts moving, and it moves its place, and that's where you've got Machlokas Rishonim, if there's an opening, are we choshed that it moved, it went back, then it's already starting to be Roichesh Alaoretz, and then it becomes Asheretz Hashoyretz Alaoretz. So in theory, there's no difference between a worm which is in a peri or a worm which is on top of the peri, except we're worried that a worm which is on top of a peri moved from one peri to the other. And that's the Shailon flower. Do we say each grain of flower, when it's moved, it's already become a Sheretz, a Sheretz, a Loretz, or not? So in theory, when we've got this worm which is on this orange and it's stuck in its place, so it might, you would have thought, it might not be called Sheretz or Sheretz Alaoretz. And this is actually what Rav Shlomo Zalman thought until he heard from B'Shem the Chazon Ish, because oranges in Eretz Yisrael, it's been a staple diet for many generations. And then he started looking into it, and he discovered a very interesting thing, that actually the scale worm makes its way up from the earth, up onto the bark of the tree. Some of them land on the bark, and if they're terribly infested, they can actually spoil the bark. Some of them make their way onto the leaves, and it stops the photosynthesis. That's why a lot of the insecticides concentrate on that, how to control scale worms. But those that do make their way onto the fruit, what happens is they actually walk. They've got feet, and they walk onto the fruit, and then they're kind of shvisa on a comfortable place. They find a place where they're going to be comfortable. Then they take their rostrum, their mouth, and they pierce it into the peel of the citrus. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does an incredible thing, Sipru Nifloisov. They don't need their feet anymore because they've got their source of panosa, because that's where they're going to stay. Shom Tehik Vuraskan. They're going to stay there their whole life. So they feed from this, they shed their feet, they create, as part of a Dova Hayoitse Migufom, they create this wax which protects them and their children, and then eventually when their children again start hatching and the eggs hatch, they walk further along the fruit until they find their mokoim panosa again, and then it repeats itself until the poor farmer, if he's not careful what's going on, and even if you are careful sometimes, you can't stop it, you suddenly find your whole orange covered with these scale worms. So already, I remember more than 40 years ago, Rebbe Falk, Zatzal, and Rebbe Weil, Avdol, they both said that when you're peeling, well, Rebbe Weil said, make sure you scrub your orange in Eretz Yisrael prior to get rid of the scale worm. But I don't know, scrubbing will lav dafka always help in every case. If it's a soft scale, it might help. If it's a hard scale, Rebbe Falk said that when you finish peeling your orange, unless you've inspected the orange and made sure that it's absolutely clean, but if you finish peeling your orange, then you should be washing both your hands, because when you've peeled it, so you've upset the scale, and often they're left on your hands, and you should also wash the actual orange itself, because the scale will find a thing. And this is Shen an Altazach. Now, I think in about 8-9 years ago, what happened was there was a group of people in Lakewood who, I don't know why they decided, but for some reason they decided to buy many containers of Tropicana, and they decided to start sieving these containers to see if there's any. And it could be, the reason is because Florida, which has got a very good quality Valencia and I think Hamelin orange, That also seems to have a lot of scale worm, maybe because of the environment, maybe because of that, etc. And it was very controversial, but it's 10 years ago, so we can start speaking about it. And they said that every single cup of orange juice, they found two scale insects. So if you're finding two in every single cup, come twice, that it's definitely more than a miut hamotsui, much more than a miut hamotsui. And they got very upset. As everyone knows, Tropicana has always been under the Hersha of OK, which is under Rav Levi, Rav Don Yoel Levi Zatzal. And he said, absolutely not. It's worm-free, and it's your Lakewood water which has got the worms, and that's where the worms are coming from. Because when you start sieving, then you've got to perhaps use a mesh with water. Because it was quite lebedic. The Shaila is, I must tell you, I myself had a very funny situation. I was traveling in an airport, and I was very thirsty, and I always liked the most kosher drink. So I stopped, I think it was in Italy, and then I stopped at one of these nice orange, squashed, pure squashed orange juice things, and I paid for the oranges, and then the fellow put in the oranges, and then he gave it to me, and I didn't take it, because I was looking at the oranges, and I saw that these oranges were full of scale worms. And it was somehow or other being squashed in there, and I wasn't sure what was happening. What's more, last week I was driving, and I was very thirsty, and I also wanted something, a nice drink, so I walked into Marks and Spencer, and I bought their oranges, except I always like to buy orange juice with bits inside. So the shaila is as a la halacha, what exactly should one do? Does one have to be choshesh? Does one not have to be choshesh? Now, the thing is like this. From a halachic perspective, it's very interesting, because what they said, now, one has to understand the metzias. And you've got certain times where scale worm will be more prevalent and scale worm will be less prevalent. But what they were saying was at that time when they were testing it, they were finding at least two worms in each cup. When we're talking about worms, not only is the worm, but there's also the covers which cover them, the wax covers, which are bigger than the actual worm itself. So the shaila is, we're not talking about something which goes through a concentrated orange juice and goes through a cooking process, because those have a complete different process, and they have to be concentrated in the purest form to get rid of all the water, let's say in Spain, all these places, so because water is the heaviest item, and one doesn't want to pay for transportation. So you want to bring it in a concentrated form to whichever country, England or wherever it is, and then reconstitute it by adding water. So I'm not worried about that. I'm talking about the freshly squeezed. Freshly squeezed. So it's very interesting. Tropicana have a speciality secret why it's got this fresh, incredible geschmack taste which no one's got. And the reason is because they also extract the lemon and the orange oils from the actual peel itself. And it could be because the worm is very strongly stuck to the peel, so it could be as part of their, which is secret, it could be as part of their process, somehow or other, these scale worms are finding it. Here in England, the average company that's doing orange juice, the orange itself is first goes through a good, thorough scrubbing and washing. And therefore, there's a very good chance that the soft scale definitely will be wiped off. If it's a hard scale, so then it sticks to the actual orange. the juicing is not done like we do on Pesach, like we cut open, slice open the orange, and then you're juicing, and it's true. You have to be careful with that, because if you're working and it's got a scale worm on your orange as you're juicing, and you take your hand away, you'll have a geschmack, you'll find you've got this, which is actually very expensive on a business scale. You've got the orange oil terpenes on your hand, and you will also find, if there's a lot of scale worm on your hand, take some of the scale worms, right? But they don't work like that. The way you squeeze oranges is the whole orange goes in, and if you're not working on the actual orange peel, then you've got pins which go onto the orange, which separates the peel, and that sends it somewhere, and then the actual orange flesh is squashed. So, again, it's hard to get statistics, especially when everyone's saying, Marks and Spencer saying, we've got our way of doing it, this is special, you've got 5 oranges, 5 fruits per day, and he's saying they've got their way of doing it, so it's hard to get statistics. But from what, from a halacha perspective, one has to look at this actual scale worm and see what is the matzav of it. So first of all, if it's a worm which is not nirelei naim, there kol ha'poskim agree that's not got a shem sheret. The whole shaila starts if it is, as Rashi says in Erevin, on the Gemara there, on Patisa, famous Gemara there, Rashi says, what does sheretz mean? Sheretz means sherot, that you can see it moving. Can't see its feet. And that's all the machmirim that say that if you can see something crawling, even though it's when it's dead, it looks like a speck of dust, that's not going to help you. And there was actually talk about America. There was like a big controversy many, if not so many years ago, about the water, which is the tap water in New York. Because Vitalizabazak was a little shrimp, which when it's alive, you can see it, it's moving. And when it's dead, it looks like a speck. Once it's got a Shem Sheretz and a Shem barrier, it's not going to lose that Shem Sheretz and Shem barrier. The question is, when it sheds its feet, does that lose the Shem barrier? B'chayra from the poskim, we're not going to go into barichas, and mashma, it's not going to lose, because that is the nature of the way Hashem made it. That when it reaches its mokoy menucha, then it could be its rostrum when it sticks that in, and then if you're taking off that scale worm, that already takes a worm without a mouth, is felt in worm. That's already zicha, a very important part of it, which is, so it'll lose, there's a very strong likelihood, once it's separated, it loses its shame barrier. And actually, the thing looks so small, the adult, it looks the size of a grain of salt. But even the child worm is 0.25 millimeters. The Rebbe Falk tainted that 0.2 millimeters you can already see it moving, as Rashi describes the word sheretz. So kumtois, if it's not got a shem barrier, so then if it's going through a bishul process, now I don't mean flash pasteurization, because l'chayr flash pasteurization doesn't really affect it so much. So then, there's a very stark tzav brought down in Shulchan Aruch of the Stoloim, that the bishul also has a suffolk as disintegration. That gives you noch a suffolk. If it's going through flashback, you haven't got that suffolk. But you've got a very stark tzav that, number one, is it a miut hamotzri? Is it taka from these oranges a miut hamotzri? The story with the Tropicana was where they were taking it from the actual peel. Here, you're not. And it's been through a scrubbing before where the soft scale will go off, and the hard scale that stays on, there's a very good chance it stays with the peel. Second of all, Im Tim Tzoloime, yes, it's a chisoron of barrier. So would I be mechuyev to start sieving? Is that something which I'm mechuyev to do? Am I mechuyev to use a 60 mesh to start sieving like these people, like these Yungalites in Lakewood did, that I'm mechuyev to start sieving, to start looking, to see whether I will find indeed two insects per, or give me any statistics. I wanted to be moisef nachazach. It's a very interesting thing. And it may well be that if you're buying orange juice, then you should do what I do. That you should buy the one with bits. Because since they've put in bits inside, then there's no way in the world how you're going to be able to sieve this orange juice in the matzah as it is and start finding it. So with all those fakers, then you're not going to have this shiloh at all. You're not going to have this shiloh at all. That's the thing. Yes, that means you didn't patter. You didn't put in the bits. It was the fellow that's selling it who's got no interest to sell it to a yid. If Marks and Spencer, let's say, are putting in the bits because they know that the Jewish customers themselves, they're the only ones. So then you could have a shayla of Ein Mevatlin Issa Lekatchila, as a Mechlek as a Poiskim, whether if I'm doing it for a Yid, even if a Goy is doing it for a Yid, is he over Ein Mevatlin Lekatchila. But here, he's definitely got no intention, he's got lots of things, and you're coming and you're buying it in a matzav where it's going to be impossible for you. A lot of this idea of having, which is itself a big arichas, which again, we don't really have time, the idea of miut hamotsui, right? You've got this idea of miut hamotsui. In all hilchos toiloim, you've got this shaila. How do we measure something which is a miut hamotsui? What's called a miut hamotzui? Let me give you an example. You buy lettuce, right? You've got lettuce. And you know that you bought 10 lettuce, and you've checked out of 10, one of them was wormy. Do you have to be choshesh that all? And how much? What's the shchichus? So it's a dover yodua, the rivosh holds, that 59, as long as it's less than 50%, 49%, that's called a miut hamotzui. And a miut hamotzui, the shachs maskona, and he's very stark about it many times, he holds that when there's a miut hamotzui of toiloim, there's a rabbonon, it's a chiyuv rabbonon, it's not a chiyuv d'orais. But the Mishkanos Yaakov, he's chaylik on the Rivosh. And he holds that miut hamotzui is even 10%. Even if there's a 10% chance of finding, that means one out of 10 letters. So the question is, how do you work with that? Is it one out of 10 letters? If I take one lettuce and I break it up and I've got 10, and I give 10 people a leaf, and one person, how does that work? How exactly do we work when it comes to deciding the shaila of miut hamotzui? And then, there are others that held, Chaim Kanievsky brings, that no, that miut hamotzui is less than 10%. And there are others, Rav Vosner, I think Rabbi Falk was magdeh very beautifully. The svar of miut hamotzui is, are you going to be surprised if you'll find a worm there? So with your orange juice, I think you will be surprised. With your lettuce, now you're going to have a funny situation. The way the Rav Vosner is magdeh, the Mishkan is Yaakov, is there, you know, that's what he means, that's how he learns the pshat. It's going to be strange, because in the height of the cold winter, an iceberg lettuce will be absolutely clean. When it comes to green fly season, which will be in spring, around Pesach time, if it's if it starts warming up, or if it comes to autumn time, then and if you do find a worm in your iceberg lettuce in the height of the cold winter, you won't be surprised. Will it be a chiddush for you or not? But al kaponim, whatever the situation, you've got a metzius that the miut hamotsui is the shach paskins that miut hamotsui is isud rabbonon, and we learn this actual halacha. We learn it out from Reyes, from Bedikas Hareyes, from Bedikas Hareyes. That lechayra, it's a miut. Why are we boy the grace? If roiv behemas a kosher, why are we boy the grace? Why are we boy the grace? And if you do have to be boy the grace, the lungs of an animal that you have to think, so then why? How can you drink milk? If you're worried that that's called a miut hamotzui, so let's say today, on an average shechita, you'll be lucky, very lucky. I'll start getting suspicious if you've got 50% kosher in Europe. I'd start getting suspicious. If you get 50% kosher, I'm not talking about glut, and I'm not talking about glut bis yosef. I'm talking about if you find a kosher behema, it's be'erach 45%, let's say. So according to the Rivosh, it's going to be called a mirror. And so how can you drink milk? How can you drink milk? So there's a ganze machlokes, there's a whole shaila, how it works. We haven't got time now to go into it. But the yesoid is, the Rashba explains that since it's easy to be boidik it, you've shechted this behemah, you're anyway taking out all everything, so why not take this lung out and check it? So when something's easy to check it, plus the fact that you've got a miut hamotzui, plus the fact that the shach definitely paskens that it's a drabon on digadin, so memela you mechuyev to check it. To start taking orange juice and start sieving it with bits and putting it and trying to get thus and is that something which is easy to do? Well, kaponim, when it's got bits in, it's not. Now, a lot of the research, which I must say, it's amazing, Reb Falk, Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, how he put in, he used to take books from the library in Newcastle and a lot of the facts. But a lot of it is, you can find this research on the people that are looking after these plants. Because if you don't control these plants, then it runs havoc. I mean, the scale worm is going actually on the orange, but till it gets to the orange, it's covering the entire bark. And it's covering the underside of the leaves, and it causes, if there's no control, it causes terrible damage. In Trasanta Zach, in the Floy Saboira, today there's a Loshna, I forget the name, it's called degenerative farming, I think it's called, that they've got, because insecticides have changed so much, that's why statistics from 40 years ago, you've got to keep on looking at them. First of all, in England, they've banned a lot of the insecticides, which strangely enough, they're allowed to do in Africa and these countries. So they're always very upset, the farmers, that all these rules, especially which, you know, one of the upsets prior to Brexit is that there's a rule for the third world country that they're allowed to do what they want, and then there's a rule for here that you can't do what you want. But that's a necessity. So you've got to start thinking of different ways. So the latest way of working with controlling insects is by bringing other parasites which are user friendly to the plant but which eat up the various things. So they have to find so you'll be planting certain kinds of trees or plants near the orange groves or whatever it is where these feed on the scale worm and they'll make a hole, they'll drill a hole through, you can actually see pictures where they drill a hole through the wax in order to eat up the parasite. So this is the And sometimes the insecticide makes it smaller. If it makes it smaller, so then it's got a myla, it's got a chisorin. Myla is that if it's very small and you can't see it, so then it falls under the gether. That's not nirulayinayim. This is a tipish shabayam, but at least we understand where this interesting maka of kinim, which comes from the earth, what it's all about, this the scale one.
Yeah, you're right. Make it every other part of the shalach, you're right.